You know what? In my mind, Rob, Lincoln comes to mind as one of the first gigs I ever did when I came to this country.
So where does it rank amongst all the gigs you've done there?
The Lincoln Drill Hall? Well, it's not quite the Apollo now, is it? But I mean, as going around and entertaining the folks, I mean, if it's got some history with me, it's got to be pretty good, Rob.
Now, it's billed as a brand new show from the UK's favourite Canadian resident. So you've reached the dizzy heights, haven't you now? How does that feel?
It feels pretty good. Just anytime favourite is used in my name, I hope I didn't say that, and that was somebody else using a quote, calling our favorite Canadian resident.
How long have you been over here now? Must be
Oh
about
God,
10 years,
yeah,
isn't
it's got to be about 10 years now, man. I've been huffing around here, just slugging it out for 10 years. That's right, Rob.
Because I always remember you went to Wolverhampton. I think that was one of your early homelands, wasn't it?
Rob, it was. I mean, we started out in London, and then we realized, oh my God, we cannot afford to live in London with two kids. So we slipped up to thinking about moving to Birmingham, and then we hit Wolverhampton, which living there was probably the best thing that could have happened because you really got a taste of proper rural English life, man. And you actually immersed yourself in it. And it was so fun because in Wolverhampton, they never suspected that a Canadian would move there.
So where are you based now?
Right now, and then we well we now I'm up in Edinburgh, Rob. I'm hanging around here. We came up here for one festival, and then that was it. That was it. And then we decided to move up here, get out of Wolverhampton for a little bit of change of scenery, you know. I think in a couple of years after my daughter grows up, we might do another change of scenery. Maybe hit her. I hear property's cheap in Greece right now.
Yeah, I guess so. But a lot of people are sort of longing to move to Canada. You did it the other way around.
It's one of those things, Rob, I think. Wherever you're from, everywhere else looks dynamite. You know, like, the thing is Canada is a beautiful, beautiful country. I mean, it's gorgeous. But when you live there for 30 some odd years, the Rockies, you know, I mean, those are the big ones just for the skiing alone. And then you've got Niagara Falls, which is kind of shared with the U.S. border, although I think our falls are better than theirs.
Yeah, I
But
think so.
hopefully Trump doesn't put a wall up between the two of them and have the illegal Canadian falls mixing in with the American falls.
You strike me, you always strike me, Tom, as a guy that doesn't really take life too seriously. I think we can detect that.
I'm a very free-flowing person, Rob. That is a fact. I remember a quote one time of somebody telling me what stress was, and stress is you want something to happen, but it isn't, and you can't accept it. And that's where the so I kind of live my, like, there's things that I want to happen, but I know everything isn't going to happen. So can I just settle in with what is going on? And that's what makes me very relaxed, for sure.
Are you still on your career journey then, or are you at the top of your game now? Do you think you've arrived there?
I don't think there's a destination, Rob. I think it's really just a dance, man. I don't think I have a destination. I don't think life is a destination, Rob, if we have to go there. I don't think there's any. I think I just want to get out on that dance floor and dance as best as I can, and hopefully somebody sees me and is inspired by my life dance.
Well, you're going to be dancing with the audience at Lincoln Drill Hall,
of course,
for the second time. You're welcome. This sounds quite a tour, quite a show. What have you got for us?
Titles mean nothing to me. Okay, we know that, Rob. If we've talked before, you know that. Because the only reason I go to a title show is if it's a play or something like that. For the most part, I'm not going to see Richard Pryor's new show. I'm going to see Richard Pryor. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to see George Carlin, you know, but yeah, Eckhart Tolle said it the best. Well, I had to label it something to get you down here.
That's the secret. But who makes you laugh?
I could tell you the greats, right? I mean, obviously the Louis C.K.'s and the Bill Burrs and, and then you can go back to Richard Pryor. I mean, Where You Come From, and then we've got these wonderful up-and-comer guys, like little Danny Sloss. The fact that he's so into it, it drives me mental, but it's hilarious. And then you have, I love Frankie Boyle. Yeah. I love the way he is such a beautiful guy to be able to expose hypocrisy. There's so many. I think if somebody has a good take and a good understanding on what they say, those are the people that make me laugh the most.
Tom, you're coming to Lincoln to win the audience over again.
Of course.
Sure you will. Lincoln Drill Hall, what can we look forward to? How will you be making us laugh? What will you be talking about?
Well, I'll tell you that. Well, we're going to be talking about, I guess without giving it away, would be how it's not so bad to lose your culture. You know what I mean? It's more about, you know, you've got to take your base. You know, you're a human, and then everything after that is a label. And do you really want to keep these labels on you for the rest of your life, or do you want to put different labels on? And it's just more of a thing where I realized, you know, I was going, am I really a Canadian anymore? You know, and I don't think I am.
Well, that's a good point. 10 years you've been over here now. Do you still feel Canadian?
The only thing I have left is my accent. That is the only thing that, because even when I go back there, I hear them talk and I go, you silly little hillbillies.